Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's the WIP Morning Show. From Borgata, the Twitter poll question of the day is sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Question today, do you think the Phillies team, this Phillies team as currently constructed, is good enough to win the World Series? A, yes. B, no. We'll check the results later in the show. As of right now, I do not think this team as currently constructed is good enough to win the World Series.
Brush it up a little bit with some bullpen help. I mean, like, major overhaul of mindset.
Yep.
And this team, if it gets hot, well, if it qualifies for the postseason, it needs to do that first and foremost, because you are at risk. When you play as poorly as you did last night, you're at risk of not making it.
The bullpen could be actually a lot better in September because of Ranger.
Who knows how that plays out?
You know, with that starting rotation, I'm a little, you know, I don't like the bullpen right now. It stinks, but there are a lot of other things that got to get cleaned up.
Devin, where are you at with this Phillies team?
I mean, I get that they have had frustrating moments, and, you know, I understand the past few postseasons have left fans, you know, wanting more, and I think it'll really come down to what happens, you know, towards the end of the season and in the fall. But you have to put things into perspective. Like, the Phillies are second place in the NL East right now. They're 17-14. Last year at this time, they were 20-11. Year before that, 15-16. Year before that, 14-17. Like, it's not like they're, you know, 5-24, whatever adds up to 31 games, because that's how many games they played.
Hold on. There's a reason.
5-24 is.
I'm bad at math.
It's not that 29. Bad.
I could identify that as terrible math instantly. Yeah, but that was really bad.
So it's not like they're 5-26.
We're talking about
there
arithmetic.
You go. There you
Wait,
go.
You're talking about 5+2
through 31 games.
And look, I get, and Devin, I don't think it's a bad point to point out they haven't played horrible baseball. But
like, say, like the previous caller saying that they should trade Bryce Harper and Trey Turner.
Not
like,
yet.
What are we
but
talking
I
about?
Think he was talking about moving forward. If they don't get it done this year,
they got to break
then
it up.
And I think they do have to 100%. Do something like that. Whether it's they have to break. Like,
look, Bryce Harper is part of the problem.
Yeah, I'm not saying Bryce. I probably wouldn't trade Bryce, but at the same time, like, I do think that our caller Paul's point is that if this group can't get it done this year, I think it's time to consider blowing it up. And I don't think he's necessarily wrong. I'm not saying I would definitely do that yet, but I do think there is a discussion about it because, look, this group's getting older. Like, every single one of these guys is past their physical prime. Mm. Trey Turner is turning 32 in a month. Bryce Harper is, what, 32? I mean, Nick Castellanos is 32.
Is it really Bryce Harper's 14th season?
We're talking late 20s, like 27, 28. That is your physical peak in baseball. Like, even Alec Boehm is past his physical
29,
peak.
Right?
Also, by the way, hasn't homered in 40 games or whatever.
Amazing.
No. He hasn't homered since last September.
I know. I was in college since last September 20th.
Last September 20th.
I think it's 40.
The guy's 6'6". He's a giant. How do you not hit it out of the park since last September, man?
And other than Kyle Schwarber, to the point you made earlier, and coming to the phones in a minute, other than Kyle Schwarber, like, who on this team has gotten better offensively year to year? Who is getting better? Nobody.
Stott seems like he's a little bit better because of the injury.
Honestly, I know the base running was a problem last night. Johan Rojas has at least been not a black hole.
As a hitter, but he's reverted defensively. We can't get the guy to play great defense and actually hit at the same time.
Same with Trey Turner, to be fair.
But that is what happens. It's almost like there's a trade-off. Like it's almost like you only have so much bandwidth as an athlete. I'm telling you from my personal experience, and I know this might be crossing it weird, but when I would focus more on, I don't know, my hand position for my ISO blocks, my pass routes would suffer. You know, like you've got different facets of your game that you have to pay attention to. There's technique involved in every one of them. And there are times when you improve in one area, the others fall off.
My other point, Richie, you said that this team doesn't think. I actually think it's the complete opposite problem. I think this team is thinking way too much, both at the plate and in the field, and I think that that's their problem. Maybe not everyone, but for a lot of the guys, I think that that is the issue. They have too much analytics and information in their brain, and they're not able to see the entire game clearly because they're not oversimplifying it. And they need to just clear their heads, take a deep breath, and focus on, you know, one thing at a time. I think that that is the issue, and that's why we're seeing that, you know, Rojas making a mistake, but then hitting it, and Trey Turner doing well on offense and doing poorly in the field. I think that it's paralysis by overanalysis. I think it's too much information.
215-592-9494. It could be that. It could be they're not good enough. And that's the question we're asking today. 215-592-9494. Plus, when you call in today, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Elvis Costello and the Imposters with Charlie Sexton on September 19th right here at the Borgata Event Center in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Tickets. Visit Ticketmaster.com. And the way you can win that, today in 2008, the iconic movie Iron Man came out. And in honor of Iron Man, John, Devin, Rhea, I want you to give me a title that has man, woman, boy, or girl in it. So we're going male, female. I guess male or female in the title. You just don't see that often. But man, woman, or you could be men, women, obviously the plural of it. But man, woman, boy, or girl. John Ritchie, give me an example, like Iron Man, of a title. It could be a movie. It could be a book. It could be a song.
Iron Man is such a good movie.
Such a good movie.
I haven't seen this movie. But 1956, Alfred Hitchcock, the man who knew too much.
It's a great movie.
James
Classic.
Stewart, Doris Day.
I like you went James Stewart instead of Jimmy Stewart. I like that.
Yeah. Well, it's very
James
professional.
Stewart. So you know I'm a James man.
Acting,
so.
When he's acting in such a way. But I've always wanted to watch. I've always planned to watch it. I've never watched it.
Yeah, you should go on a Hitchcock run. There's some great, great Hitchcock movies. Devin, you got
going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Got a title with man, woman, boy, or girl in it.
Superman.
Does that count?
I feel like I have to say it.
Yeah,
so.
It's a big answer. Rhea Hughes.
Is he your close friend?
No, we were talking about it yesterday.
He's married to one of my close friends.
Okay, well, I mean, that's...
I mean, I've been, kind of. I know
that's
him.
That's close.
Yeah.
They are pals.
pals, yeah. besties.
So she's going to get David Cornson on the show with us.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll try my best.
Yeah. No, no. She said, I promise you I will get. That's what I heard yesterday. I promise. For the premiere, when Superman's coming out, we will get him on the.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That is unbelievable. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Devin. Great job. Speaking of which, we have a big announcement coming up 1 hour from now. You don't want to miss it. 7:45 today. A big announcement today, maybe related to someone coming on the show. That's coming up at 7:45. Rhea Hughes, give us a title with a man or woman in the title.
An oldie but a goodie. Very campy, but I always enjoyed it. The Last Boy Scout.
Last Boy Scout. Great. Hilarious.
Love Damon
movie.
Wayans, Bruce Willis. It's
good movie.
Involves football.
It does involve football. Yeah, the first play. Oh. I mean, you don't see players pull out a gun on the field that often.
It's a rare banger to start that movie.
It's one of those movies where you know exactly what the movie is.
Oh, yeah.
When the guy's running down the field and whips the gun out, you're like, okay, it's that kind of movie.
It's on.
It is a funny, funny movie. I will go with the movie as a recommendation. If you have not seen this movie, you should now. It is a little dark. But Children of Men, a unbelievable movie. Clive Owen, Julianne Moore, phenomenal, phenomenal movie. Alfonso Cuarón was nominated for Best Picture back in 2006. I know you're a big fan of Children of Men, John. Right up your alley.
No.
It's actually a great movie. It's a dystopian future type. I think it's one of the best movies of the 2000s.
Like, is there any chance I would enjoy it?
It's a good movie. Like you like a good story. Like,
I do love a good story.
As long as you're okay. It's not like it's about a dystopian future. So it is not about a happy world.
I don't like that.
Then don't watch it.
There
is hope within the movie. Like, it is a movie about hope within a dystopian world.
I understand that. But don't you think zombie and dystopia are sort of synonymous? Like, zombies.
No.
Wander through dystopia.
No, this is. There's nothing. This is
zombies
a dystopian,
are a specific type.
Yes,
of a dystopian future.
No, this is. There's no magic in this movie. There's no like. There's nothing out of. It's just normal people. This is like a. Oh wow, this could actually happen to the world type movie.
Well, zombies
could
actually happen to the world.
I'm pretty sure it can't.
Zombies. If there's a, I don't know, some crazy. Out of disease,
were you
bacteria.
About to say fungus from fungus. The Last of Us?
Yes, a fungus or bacterium.
Oh my goodness.
That creates sickness like that. I don't know. I mean, okay. I don't know.
I'll give you a great zombie.
Do you
like zombie movies?
I hate zombie movies. Well,
I hate end of the world movies.
All you are killing me right now.
I'm so sick of end of the world content.
Well, I don't watch Last of Us. So.
I stopped watching it because it's so depressing.
The way that feels.
I just feel like everything is about that right now.
Dystopia.
And I'm so sick of it.
I don't want dystopia.
Give me a happy show.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm good on dystopia. Train to Busan, amazing zombie movie.
Oh, I've seen that.
No.
Yeah.
It's one of the most beautiful movies. It's a beautiful movie. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Again, your chance to win Elvis Costello tickets by giving us a title with man, woman, boy, or girl in it. Plus, your thoughts on the Phils. Where are you at with this Phils team again after another chance to sweep out a bad team? The Phillies couldn't get business done last night. To Devin's point, they are 17-14, but watching them every
and
night.
Second
for these,
in the division still.
Second in the division. Braves are catching
Braves are
up,
right
just saying. And they're, I believe, tied for a playoff spot this morning. So they're there, but are they good enough? Do you think this team is good enough? And are you starting to lose some patience with with Rob Thomson, with the way he just kind of lets these guys have a pass night in, night out? To John's point, Johan Rojas shouldn't play tonight. And I don't know what the solution is, but, like, bench
send a message.
Him. Send a message. Do
message,
something.
And now's your chance. That was the most just hog-headed, bone-headed, whatever you want to call it. You look at the dugout's response. I guarantee the rest of the guys on the team would be, you know, supportive of the idea of making an example of that sort of just selfish play. That is selfish play. The type of play that we can't have around here. When you got guys staring into the distance like Alec Bohm is every time I see him, when you got guys moping around every time, Bryce Harper moping, we need a mindset readjustment. And Rob Thomson, you sit at the helm, man. Like, it needs to start with you. You need to come down harder on these guys, and I know that's not the way you roll, but it calls for it.
I agree.
This team is in dire need of
discipline. You
know
what? Just really quick to that point, Richie and Topper, after it was the game that Orion Kerkerian came in, the first game of the Nats series, after the game he said, you know, something he's going to talk to Kerkerian about, And someone said, would it be tonight? He said, no, tomorrow. The next day I ask him, have you talked to Ryan Kirkering? And Thompson says, no, I haven't talked to him yet.
Shocking.
So it's like, when are these conversations happening? When are you holding the players accountable? It's frustrating.
215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Gary in Whitehall. Gary.
Morning, everybody. How you doing today?
We're mad, Gary.
Yes.
Jimmy is extremely mad.
I'm furious.
It's a fundamentally flawed team. I mean, and Jimmy, you are so right. The way they are constructed now, they're not going anywhere. This is just a bad team all around. I mean, what Rojas did last night, and actually the night before. I mean, you're up 7-2, and you're out there stealing bases in the bottom of the eighth. Why? Why? There's no accountability. He doesn't hold anybody accountable. I mean, Topper blew that game last night, especially in that sixth inning. You didn't need to bring the infield in on the first and third.
No.
You could have just played that. You could have played back and went for the double play and gave up the run. And then the bottom of the ninth, and you let Marchand hit with JT sitting on the bench. Are you kidding me?
I mean, there's no fundamentals to your point, and to the point Devin just made and the point John's been making, like, there seems to be no overseeing of how these guys go about their business. It's just like, go out and play, figure it out, like, have fun or whatever. I mean, no one's having fun watching it, and they don't look like they're having fun doing it, but it's just like, go out and do it. Like, Devin, I can't believe that he said that he didn't have a conversation with Ryan Kirkering after that. Like,
yeah, and it was so final the way he said it, like the way he answered me, just, no, I haven't talked to him yet.
Yeah.
And this was in his, you know, pregame availability, which is usually like as the guys are warming up, so there's not really time to talk to a guy after that. So clearly he never had the conversation.
It's crazy. This is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Gary,
right.
Like, and how can you manage a baseball team this way? How can you win
right.
this way?
And then going forward with the way this roster constructed, I mean, do you trust Dave Dombrowski to bring any of the proper pieces to make to put him over the edge? I don't.
Well, he's done nothing here in season that would make you trust him. Like, in the past, Dave Dombrowski has had good trade deadlines. He has obviously been a disaster here. The worst job he's done has been at the trade deadline.
Remember,
right.
Dave Dombrowski, he has had so much success, but, you know, multiple teams steering them, you know, to the promised land. What if he's losing
his fastball? He might be. I mean, that happens. I mean, the game might have passed him by.
And what if Topper, you know, like we know that he was considering hanging it up a couple years ago. It gets intense.
It's an interesting
in
thought.
Philly. Like, he was.
Does he want to keep dealing with the scrutiny? Is
right. Like, the more intense the scrutiny gets, what if Topper. Like, it doesn't feel like he's responding the way I expected. It doesn't feel like he is saying, like, he's taking the bull by the horns here and saying, you know what? We need to dig down, guys, because I'm seeing things fray at the edges. You know, like, we're kind of, there are habits forming here that I don't like. I got to stay on top of them. It doesn't feel like he's being proactive as a leader.
Gary, you got an answer for us?
I got so many going through my head right now. Well, you know what? Speaking of our fundamentally flawed team, let's go with Boys of Summer.
Boys of Summer.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Good answer from Gary to start off. 215-592-9494. We've got to remember to help Paul with his 75th mother's birthday in Portland. Again, if you have any thoughts on what could be a really fun idea for someone on Mother's Day.
Have you ever been to Portland?
I have been to Portland.
I have not. So,
it's a pretty cool city, you know, like, I mean, but when I think of going to Portland, I think of, like, drinking beer. I don't know if Paul's mother is a beer hound, so to speak, but, you know, that's what I did in Portland. We went to a bunch of breweries, and Emily and I tried a bunch of beers. So, like, I don't know if that specific thing, there's a lot of nature out there that's beautiful. That's something
that you can leave. It's real crunchy.
Yeah, it's very crunchy. Well said. So we'll get into that as well. Plus, again, your calls on the Phils, where are you at with this team after another disappointing performance last night and another boneheaded performance? Again, they lost because of bad defense, because of boneheaded plays, and they didn't lose because of Yoan Rojas in the ninth, but his just inability to care more about the team than himself is emblematic of what we've seen from this team this season.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.